Because we're not yet correcting, we can't do the minutes. What we can do, if we're still not correcting, we will do... No. We will do the minutes, but not adopt them. Like, correct, whatever, do all the necessary things, and then the time we form a quorum, we just move and adopt. Mr. Fandan?
Has your party already filled the three seats?
I had a
meeting with them last week. On that day, there were five members being sworn in. So they were saying they don't want to disturb the other committees. So they would rather give us members that were being sworn in. But luckily, those members were members of parliament before, who were just, you know, at the bottom of the list. And that one is Mr. Obrimokwena, the other one is Mr. Mazia, who, remember, had an accident and both his legs were, I don't know, almost amputated. And so they said that they would give us from that list, because otherwise it will disturb other committees if they are to pull out members from them.
How does that work for the duration of this meeting?
That's a very good question. Because we are going to struggle with the quorum until they do that. Now, I think for the adoption of the program, we don't need a quorum. And for the... for all, everything, we don't need it, except for the adoption of the minutes. But it's something I'll raise with them again today, because it was the morning of their swear, they were going to be sworn in the Speaker's office. And then the three of them were going to be allocated to my committee. But I do understand that people are running around with preparations for the State of the Nation, but I'll put pressure again this afternoon. Thank you. Yes, let's do apologies.
Come with the
list. Good morning. With regards to the apologies, we're still expecting Mr. Horologist confirmed that he was attending the meeting. Mr. Rajesh went to a doctor again yesterday, and she was booked up for today. So she'll only be coming tomorrow to Parliament. Ms. Akobas also put an apology. She still regarded as a member of the committee, madam. So she still, they still have the latest register, so she's still a member of the committee. Professor Sharma will also be joining us today, isn't he? Mr. Nana will also be joining us. He said he's coming. Mr. Khrimi will also be joining our meeting, and Dr. Mangena. So we've only got two apologies.
And Mr.
I have Mr. Pandek's telephonic apology. He phoned me as I was arriving, and he actually made a contribution to the program. So I would ask members to accept it, even if it's not a written apology. Yes, and just before I recognize you, I have asked the ANC to remove Ms. Jacobus from the committee. That's why our substituting members will be three. So there is a problem with the records if she's still reflecting as a member, which I will rectify today. So between myself and the chief whip's office, we have agreed last week already that she's no longer a member of this committee. So it means that they must just correct the records. Ms. Bowman, Mrs. Bowman?
Yes, can I just add, we've finished now with the apologies. Yes.
No, I just wanted to say to members, let's continue praying for Mrs. Hajej. She underwent a knee operation, and it looks like she's heading for a knee replacement. So, which is a very sore and bad operation. So, let's keep her in our prayers, please. Thank you.
Chair, I wonder if we could just... if it's possible to add on to this the arrangements for Friday, this visit to Durban. Thank you.
Yes, now let's start officially the program. Then members will get a space to... I need to give you a few briefings. Then we deal with the program. Mr. Ambrosini?
Just a point of clarity. Are we discussing the draft agenda for this meeting at this juncture?
No, not yet. We are going to be, I just need to give you a little bit of feedback in a number of things. Then we will discuss the program. We'll we'll shift it the way it suits us, and we'll add things if there are proposals from members.
I'm sorry, I was not clear. Not the program of the committee is an item on the agenda. So I don't see a draft agenda on our documentation. So I assume that the draft agenda, we need to approve the agenda for this meeting. I've requested a couple of items to be on the agenda for this meeting.
Sorry, I didn't understand you. What the secretariat did, they collated today's agenda with the program that we are going. They put the previous program of the last 3 weeks, today's agenda, and the draft program together, and it was emailed to you yesterday. Did you email to anybody? And the items that you raised are in the draft program that we emailed to you yesterday.
May I? What we received is the program for the committee, and not what I have asked are not in the draft program for the committee. What I requested is for those two items to be placed on the agenda of this meeting today. And because we operate on a draft agenda until the agenda is approved by the committee itself, it is for the committee to decide whether or not those two items ought to be on the draft agenda. There are two carried over items from one of the meetings we had last year when Mr. Kornoff was presiding over, which were referred to the management committee. And the first one is a subpoena for South African Airlines for their repeated failure to produce documents requested by the committee in respect of the alleged antitrust violations in four continents. The second is the need of having public hearings on the business model of HESCOM. These are the two agenda items which I would like to have on the agenda for today, Madam Chair.
Mr. Ambrosini, it's a pity you came late in the last meeting, where I explained to the committee that as chairperson I had to come early to apply for a temporary agenda submitted to the office of the chair of committees that enabled us to work for the last couple of weeks, the last 2 weeks or so of the meeting. I explained that the items that I singled out for those meetings were the items that I took out of issues that emanated from the oversight report. That the committee, the chairperson of the committee had strictly instructed all committees that we could meet only twice before the State of the Nation address, and the only other meeting that they will grant permission for is the adoption of the program for committees post the State of the Nation address. Hence, we are able to see today. In fact, no other committees are allowed, not unless they are adopting committee programs. So what I did, I took your items and spread them into the program that we'll be adopting today, because permission that we were given for today's meeting is only to do three things: to adopt the minutes, to adopt the oversight report, and to adopt the program for the next quarter. Thank you very much. Those issues, the anti-litigation draft things, and the old issues that, if you look into your draft program, those issues are captured in the draft program that we emailed to you yesterday. And in the interest of time, if you still have difficulties, I'll sit with you at the end of this meeting. But as we are sitting here, we are sitting to do three things, and that's the permission we have. We are sitting here to adopt the minutes, oversight report, as well as a program for the next quarter, 6 months if you want to. I just need to brief you on a few things that I actually forgot to table, and then seek permission whether we should, and then open a space to members to also add to the program if they so wish. Firstly, I want to start with the issue of outstanding matters which we had last year. If you remember, there was a meeting where we sent the DPE back, a presentation they made to us, and we sent them back because we were not happy. It was dealing with risk management. It was dealing with risk management and performance management, etc. So I have slotted that back into the program. There was another issue that we had persistently asked DPE to do for us. It's on the board. The distribution of the board, the vacancies on the board, the skills aggregation on the board, the gender, race, geographic distribution of people, and how many people serve in the same board for how long and all this. That is an outstanding issue. Now, I want us to flag that issue together with governance issues for all the SMEs. Mr. Ambrosini, I've noted your hand. Governance issues in the board, because the board are supposed to govern. Their first role is to govern its governance. But I think that if we are touching only the human beings that are the board in terms of their skills, their race, their gender, how many bodies, without touching on whether they are fulfilling the governance mandates that they are given, we will be not going deep enough in terms of oversight. But also, once you touch on governance, I think that there is a need for you to have before you the documents. You don't even know on what basis, on which act, on which, except for people who maybe served on this committee many years ago. We don't know the articles of association that put into place the Transnet board. We don't know how many times and when is it reviewed, by who, under which circumstances. We don't know which SOE is put in place by an act or by a regulation. So I'm proposing that, hooked up with the issue of board, we look into the issue of governance, how the board are executing governance mandates, but on what basis are they put in place in the first place, and how long passed or since when, dating back what time were those regulations, laws, articles revised, reviewed. That's the one issue.
And the remuneration
of board members. Thank you. Yes, I've also put the remuneration. Yes, yes. I also think that we need to do a review of legislation and regulations. So we need to do some kind of work on regulation. There's been a lot of debate in the media whether the state owned enterprises are governed by the Companies Act or not. It's an issue we cannot outrightly clarify, that we are not clear of ourselves. So I thought that we need also to spend time on legislation and regulation for each one of them. That's the other issue. As you know, if you might have seen, and Mr. Van Galen phoned me, and thank you very much for keeping me on my toes, and I think Mr. Ambrosini as well. I don't see, Mr. Ambrosini, Mr. Van Galen, kept me on my toes as a chairperson about the issue of procurement irregularities at Transnet, as was reported in the media as having been reported to the chairperson during the oversight visit, etc., etc. I want to submit to the committee that indeed, the night before we left Johannesburg for PE, people came to see me who are members of Transnet and gave me two envelopes and said I should read them in my leisure, and they said it were their grievances. So I said to them, introduce your grievances to me because I need to have an idea. They said that no, it's procurement irregularities that the board won't tell you of, or management won't tell you of, and all those things. I only read those documents when we came from PE because we were going to have one last meeting where we look into the, and I was hoping that I would tell them, but at that meeting that did not correct and had to be cancelled. Subsequent to that, I decided that I must do a bit of work to test the allegations. And I asked the Auditor General to, over that time, and asked them to work frantically until when we opened to check the validity of the claims made, and I handed the documents to them. And I asked them that, please, there is a likelihood that Parliament will open this time. By that time, I should know as chairperson how valid the claims are or not, so that I must decide whether to put the issue before the committee or not. I had a meeting with the Auditor General on Friday. I said they must do a preliminary report in which they have reported. They say that they have not, their findings are like in the middle of the road. They say that there is nothing to worry about, but the risk can be heightened along the chain. Those documents, I'll ask the son to circulate them to you. They were making, when I summarize them, you'll check if I summarize them correctly. They were summarizing, they were complaining about three things. That the budget of the infrastructure built has been exceeded without a mandate. They were also complaining about victimization of management, starting with Mr. Gama and a whole number of other names. They were claiming that they were being victimized because they had raised alarms about the exceeding of the project built money. And then the third one, I must remember, but those were the main key ones. And the other one was the 50 like new contract. They were saying that BEE partners have been offloaded from it and a whole range of things, etc., etc. But in summary, I give you the recommendations and in writing also with the documents of the Auditor General's report. They recommend three things to the Portfolio Committee. They say that they have met the external auditors of Transnet and its subsidiaries, which is Deloitte and Twitch. They propose that we must raise those same issues with Deloitte and Twitch, and they think that Deloitte and Twitch might raise those things also in the annual report at the end of the financial year. But if we want to be preemptive, we can just say that they must look into those three issues also. They also say that what they picked up when they were doing the preliminary investigation is actually, Transnet says that no, the staff members, because they had, I agreed that they must go and meet Transnet, they must brief the minister, they must meet Transnet auditors when they do the investigation, which they did. They say that Transnet do confirm the figure that the people are complaining about. But Transnet says that they have not yet spent the money. That money that is exceeding the difference is a projection. It's not the actual spend. So the allegation was that Transnet has overspent by 5.7 billion. Transnet says that yes, there is a figure, an additional 5.7 billion, but it has not yet been spent. It is a projection. So the Auditor General says that we must ask the external auditors to look at that issue closely for us as a committee. What they also say they picked up when they were investigating preliminarily is the issues of staff morale and mistrust in management. That they are not trusting one another, they are not, there is a break of trust and which can run a company down. So they are, the red lights are flashing for that kind of problem to bring down Transnet. They say they found efficiencies. Oh, the third one that I'm forgetting, it was about Ernst & Young. That Ernst & Young contract as auditor were extended without due processes for another 18 months, and that too much money is being paid to Ernst & Young, and Ernst & Young is not doing its work, it's doing other work. Now, the Auditor General's recommendation on Ernst & Young is that we can, if we want to, ask the body that checks on auditors, PRISA or something. But it's written in their recommendation. We can ask the body that checks all professional conduct of auditors to check that for us, and tell us whether there is any conflict of interest on the part of Ansena. But they say, in terms of the documentation that Transnet gave them, there were procedures followed. But they would still recommend that we can ask that agency to look into that. The issue of mistrust they raised very, very strongly, that there is a high risk for Transnet on that issue of breaking down of relations within management itself and mistrust, and it can affect the company. So if you see other things then, and then they also made a fourth recommendation that when we do oversight on Transnet, but in with all SOEs as well, we must invite also the auditing companies. So when we do the annual report, the Auditor General says we have a right to ask both internal and external auditing companies to come over, and we have a right to ask them certain questions and ask them, what are you doing about governance issues? Then the fifth and last recommendation was they think that there are issues of governance that needs to be looked into. So when we do oversight also, we must try and focus on our eyes on issues of governance. But in the main, they were saying that they do not foresee. They were sort of, apart from those recommendations, they were saying everything is okay. But there are those risks that are inherent and that must be raised. And they recommended, with this one, you raise it with this agency. With this one, you raise it with this agency. And then there was another one about the links to the governance issues, the issue of shareholders compact. They would recommend that as a committee, we also, when we do oversight, we look closely into that issue. So, members, I want you to forgive me for taking the initiative, but I want to tell you why I did it the way I did it. Personally, I didn't want to take that. I wanted to make sure that that document only goes to a person that will do a preliminary investigation. I didn't want it to leak, because it could be damaging, deadly to Transnet if it was leaked. But also, I wanted to protect the whistleblowers, the potential whistleblowers, because they could be traced through that document. So if I acted in a mean way, because I didn't know what the findings would be. If the findings were going to be very, very drastic and were going to be agreeing 100% with the issues that were raised, those people were going to be whistleblowers, and I would have compromised them, because when you work for Transnet, you can actually see who they are, those people, and where they are located within management. Because one of the set of things that they have put this stupid lot of out of trust in the document was the emails that they themselves were sending to the board and to other managers above them when they were complaining about the expenditure being exceeded. Now, with those emails, actually, you could trace who are the complainants. Because somewhere in the document, they also raised that we have raised this issue with management and we have supplied the emails that shows the number of times we raised these issues internally. So it was just for that reason. It might have been difficult for you to understand what I was busy doing, but I thought that once I received the preliminary investigation, I would report to the committee. And the recommendations that are being made by the Auditor General, I think they are valid recommendations, and I would propose to the committee that we accept them, that we but I'll hear the committee out. that Deloitte and Touche, that when we do oversight, we engage the auditors of the SOEs, both internal and external as well. That we raise the issues of governance, including the issue of shareholder compact, and all those things. And that we, for Transnet in particular, we raise to the highest alert level the issue of mistrust in management that can run down the company and ask them to deal with it as a matter of agency. And also, if we harbor the thought that Ernst & Young is not fulfilling its role as it should as an auditor, we ask the agency that deals with and oversees the auditing companies to look into that. That one, because they said that documentation proves that Ernst & Young was appointed duly, I would not really recommend to go to, but it's up to the committee, because they say that they satisfied themselves, they looked into the documentation substantiating the procedures that were involved in appointing Ernst & Young. Now, one last thing. We said we want to go back to SAA technical. I've put SAA on the agenda, on the program, because of the claims of collusion for price hikes for tickets for World Cup, which are the issues we raised with them, even in Parliament and during the oversight, which they had denied. And in fact, if members have very sharp memories, they will remember that they alluded in that boardroom of SAA that, no, everybody does it. What happens if somebody does it and you don't do it, we normally kind of, you know, they alluded slightly to that. I had links with the antitrust issues that Mr. Ambrosini is raising, that somewhere in the program we should call SAA for one day. They must come and account on the processes of the antitrust litigation in the UK, supply us with documentation, therefore, and explain themselves out to the committee about the claims of collusion for ticket hikes during World Cup. But I don't know if you noticed last week's Sunday Times. They are selling SAA technical division, which is the jewel in their stable, which is the money maker, which doesn't make sense. And we raised this issue with them. They did intimate that they want to sell it, and we said to them, we'd advise you not to sell it, because that's the only viable division of SAA. So I want you to hear. Then there is one last thing. I got a letter in December from Mr. Gama's lawyer, who wrote also to the speaker. The letter was addressed to the speaker and the chairperson of the portfolio committee and the portfolio committee, claiming or alleging that the minister has misled Parliament in her reply. I was not even aware of that question, parliamentary question. And then when I checked, I was told that it was a question for written reply, not for oral reply, asked by Mr. Ramakatan. In fact, when they said that it was asked by a court member, I thought it was Mr. Lili. I want this time to circulate that letter to members. I don't want you the only thing that I did, I wrote back to that lawyer and said, please, substantiate, I can't remember whether I wrote back or I wrote, substantiate your claim, because there was nothing substantiating the claim in the letter. After 2 weeks, they couriered documentation to me in Kimberley that speaks to the allegation. In that documentation, they have put the contract that Mr. Ramatakane was asking about. And that contract in that document is signed by a certain Mr. Peter Fenhead, fun like fun of the forest. F-E-R-N, Fenhead. And I understand that Mr. Fenhead has subsequently been dismissed, but I still need to verify that was Transnet. Apparently they dismissed him. He was on contract. They terminated his contract in January. They are showing that the reply says that it's Mr. Gama who signed the contract, and yet the documentation
proof that he did not sign it to assign, sign like Mr. Bennett. I must say that they the documents appear authentic, but I can never vouch. You will look at them yourself. You will determine their authenticity and all those things. So I think we'll take cue from the speaker on this one, or the committee must exercise its right if they want to exercise the right. The reason why I thought we should take cue from the speaker is because the letter was written also to the speaker, and the speaker I saw in the media that did offer it publish that they have received the letter and that they will only respond to the lawyer. They are waiting for parliament proceedings to begin for them to address the letter and its content. So I don't know what the committee would advise on that issue. Those are the five things that I think we must find a slot for them further somewhere in the thing. If we hook them up to existing, I attempt to should do so, but you can air your views on them. I hope that you studied the program, draft program, and then we are now opening the space for discussions. Mr. Ambrosini.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Madam Chair. I raised my hand to be recognized before your report on the five items on which you reported, and did so because I want my exception and objection to be recorded to the rule you made. I asked, and I don't... I've got difficulties with how this committee operates. There is no draft agenda, there is no approval of the agenda, which is a required stage in any operational committee, and it's the normal procedure in all other committees in which I serve. You made the ruling. I'm sorry, I would like to complete my... I'm on the floor, so if you allow me to...
I thought you were going to the second point. I was going to the second point.
Okay,
the first point first.
Well, allow me. There is a circular in what I need to do, in what I need to say, and I would like to complete it with your leave. I requested for two items to be placed on the agenda of this meeting. You ruled that they could not be placed on the agenda. I submit to you that that is not your prerogative. As the chairman, if the committee can vote those items out, the ANC is the majority, you can just say we don't want to deal with them. But the chairman doesn't control the agenda the committee does. Secondly, you ruled...
Before you go to the second point...
I'm sorry, there is your right. I have the right to complete what I have to say before
no,
you... I am on the floor. If you want to argue with
Mr.
me, you need to have somebody else speaking to
Mr.
you. If you want to argue with me, I'm the chair where I am on the floor.
I'm going to give you a second chance to raise your second point.
No, I'm completing, you're interrupting my train of thought, you're interrupting what I'm saying. So I'm not complete as a person.
This means you are raising a second issue.
It is not a second issue, it's another aspect of the same issue that I would like, not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of the other colleagues of mine who are listening to me and perhaps are trying to appreciate what I'm saying.
Chairperson, a point of order. Can you inform the committee on what point on the agenda we are now? Because we're not on the agenda at the moment.
Thank you, Mr. for bringing us back to order. Mr. Ambrosini?
May I complete what I'm saying?
Point of order has been raised, and
yes.
I'm addressing that point of order. Both you and I are out of order. We have moved away from the agenda. That's why initially I said any other issues we will deal with. We are here. The date, in fact, I shouldn't even entertain this because I'm going back to the point of order that has been raised. And I will sustain and uphold the point of right order.
Madam Chairman, I raised it before. I'm sorry, I raised my hand before the item was closed, and you did not recognize me. You said, I've seen your hand, I'll take you later. And that was before Dr. Kornoff came in. So I would like to complete what I have to say, because I think I just placed it on record. If you want to conduct this as an ANC meeting, you can do so. The other point you made is that you received instruction from the chairman of committee on what this committee may and may not deal with. That instruction is not binding on this committee. It's not been binding on you because you correctly reported on five different items on as a chairman report. Now, I would for these two items to be placed on the agenda, if they need to be voted out, you've got the majority, you need to do so. But I would like the law of meetings to control what we do. Thank you.
All the issues you have raised, if we have time, we will look at them at the end of this meeting. We are proceeding with this meeting from where we were. We were engaging the draft agenda as it is tabled before you, including the issues that I have raised before you. And as we normally do, you may walk out of this meeting as you usually do. We are proceeding with this meeting. Mr. Van Dalen, you were the first.
May I have a copy of the draft agenda? Point of order. I don't have a draft agenda. I don't see any colleague having one. Can it possibly be distributed?
Mr. Van Dalen, I've given you the space to speak.
Yes, Madam Chairperson, on the issues that I raised with you previously before this meeting and in December, you know, I have a different understanding of how a committee operates. A committee operates when a parliament gets constituted, we get sent to this committee, then we pick you as our chairperson to represent us. And then if somebody gets addressed to the committee, we expect it to be distributed through the committee. We don't expect you to go and find out if it's true or not true, or we want that decision. And if you say it's a secret document, then we get together and we put on green or yellow paper that needs to be done, and then we handle it as that. And that is why I was so upset when I phoned you, is that the media, and you told me that I mustn't believe what I read in the media, is that the committee is investigating. And then my party asked me, well, you know, you are investigating, what is going on there? So I said, well, I don't know. So they said, well, then obviously you are not on the cutting edge of your committee, so we might be replacing you there. And it's just because what you said in the media, and that's not very nice to get hauled over the coals. So then I obviously have you hauled over the coals by your party as well, because I get upset when I have to answer my party's thing. So it's not a very healthy situation when we, as a committee, get sent papers and we don't see it, and then in the end we just have to endorse what you tell us. And that doesn't bode well for the trust between us and you as chairperson of the committee. And that's why you would see Mr. Ambrosini also getting very upset about it. I mean, I'm sure everybody in the opposition benches are not equally enthusiastic to endorse something that you have done already. I mean, we would have liked to have gone with the process, and then we would have no problem endorsing. So for us, for you to ask us now to endorse what you are suggesting, well, I haven't seen any papers to the sort, so we won't, as a DA, won't be endorsing that. That on that point. I will not go on any other point, because that is the point at issue now. Thank you.
Before I take you, Mr. Freeland and Mr. Ambrosini, that's why I said that the committee has a right to consider those four issues that came from the Auditor General, which I had put before the Auditor General. And I had also given the reasons which you have every right to reject as a committee, which was the protection of the possible whistleblower and the protection of the integrity of Transnet. The issues that were put in the media in the first place were put by Transnet itself, and those people, Transnet engaged the public as well. I fully take the blame for, but if you go back to the agenda of the meeting that did not correct, that we were supposed to hold when we came back from the oversight report, that issue was on that agenda. But I take the blame for doing what I have done, and this committee has the full right to reject the whole process, including the process of the recommendations of the Auditor General, if you don't want to adopt them. But I thought that I should put it before the committee that I had received complaints, and I had thought that somebody must do some work on them before we come, so that when we come we should know the validity of those complaints. And if the committee says that that whole process, including the complaints I received, you don't want to recognize, it's okay. It's the right of this committee. But I agree that the committee should together adopt the program. That is why we are doing a draft program together. that we will all own. And if the committee does not want to input those things into the draft program that I put before you as a way of reporting, that is also fine. Mr. Freyland?
Thank you, Chair. I mean, it's clear this committee has a huge amount of work to do, and that our public enterprises at this point need a lot of oversight, and that there are major problems throughout our public enterprise. And I think what we need to avoid as well is that it's clear that they've also become a site of contestation, and that different camps emerge within these public enterprises, and that they will use various elements, and we must avoid being used as a kind of political football to fight for certain elements and to push certain cases. So I think any kind of complaints that we receive, we need to be very careful about how we process them, because we could run the risk of actually deepening some of these divisions that are in these public enterprises. And I think that, I mean, we also need to look at how we're going to process future complaints in the future, because some complaints will come to us as the opposition as well, and I suppose we've got the right to then run to the media, and if that's the case, if we want to do. Other complaints will come to you as a chairperson of the committee, or they will come to you as an ANC member, and you have a right to deal with it in that way. But I think we need to clarify what the procedure is in terms of receiving complaints around public enterprises, and how we're going to process these in the future. I mean, I would prefer to see a situation whereby as a committee we can jointly own the kind of complaints that come to us, and that we can put in place the proper procedures to deal with these things without deepening the divisions that are in these public enterprises. So I think it is something that we need to discuss both as opposition and majority party about how we process these in the future.
I don't want to speak after every comment, but I'll speak now and then take Mr. Ambrosini and take all other comments. It's the lesson that I have learned, and I think the issues that you are raising are very valid, both of you. It was also a difficulty of the intervening festive period, but I have learned my lessons, and I think we should put on the agenda, as you are proposing, I agree from the chair, a procedure of dealing with complaints, because people will stop you in your constituency and give you complaints. We should have all agreed channels and procedures, and probably I suggest that we put that on the draft agenda. But I accept all the criticism. I have learned the lesson out of this process, and I think the solution you are proposing of agreeing on a mechanism of how do we all deal with complaints when we receive them is a sound one, and I propose to put it on the agenda. For example, thing. All names, Mr. Ambrosini, Dr. Kornoff, and Mr. Nana.
Madam Chairman, I'm addressing you on this, on your report. And on the one hand, I thank you for the report. I thank you for the initiative you took in looking into issues which are relevant and are within the scope of work of this committee and are important. However, I need to also raise a concern which is not the first time I've raised. I raised it in an email which I circularized, I think, in October, on the status of documentation. There is only one on the status of documentation. There is only one body, and it's the committee. There are no two bodies, the chairman and the committee. The chairman is the expression of the committee, has no other power, but the power to the committee is the chairman. Consequently, everything that the chairman does on behalf of the committee. Unless the chairman operates as a member of parliament, as an ANC member, but they operate as the chairman of committee, does it on our behalf. So anything written by the chairman ought to be copied to all of us. And anything received by the chairman or to be distributed to all of us. If people do not wish that to be the case, then they can give the document to an ANC member, to a DMA member, or to an IFC member. But if it's given to the committee, it's given to the committee, and what is given to the chairman is given to the committee. So I think that that's important. I'm not sure
you were suggesting that this discussion on the procedure for complaint be added to the agenda. I assume that that's also a committee decision whether or not to add something to the agenda, not a chairman decision. To the extent that it is so, I agree on that to be placed on the draft agenda, even though this agenda is not a draft agenda, but it's an actual agenda, and I could not have the opportunity of placing my own items on the draft agenda for decision of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ambrosio. Dr. Kornoff?
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, just a few remarks. I think the 2 points raised by Mr. Ambrosini, if I'm correct, it's in the program. I can show you through the page, but both of the funding models of ESCOM, as well as the price hike collusion, is on the third last page. It's not dated, but it is on the program, if I understand you correctly. So let's, well, if you go to the third last page, it says funding model of ESCOM.
No, I agree, but that's not what I was asking.
Okay, and then the price hike collusion at the bottom of that page. So that's the first point. If I understand it correctly, the 2 points that Mr. Ambrosini is raising is part of the program. That's the first point. Secondly, I think it will be, let's talk just principles. It will be very difficult for a committee to endorse anything that no member or collectively received. It will be extremely difficult. I will have difficulty in person to endorse anything, whether it's from whoever, is to endorse something that I've not seen, that I've not discussed with my chairperson, that we've individually or collectively or within caucuses. I think that is the second point I want to make. Thirdly, I think this discussion now, we're busy now for nearly an hour. I think this points to a weakness in this committee, and that is what is the mandate of this committee. And maybe we should go to the program, and some way it is about the mandate of the DPE, which is fine, but we need to look in the previous report of your predecessor and the report of the secretariat. If your annual report of the committee, you put the mission and the vision. We can call it the mandate. I think we must bring the mandate of the portfolio committee forward before we go into the program for the year. That we just distinct from the same hymn book. Otherwise, there's no bonding together of this committee. And the seams are going to come loose. And we're going to run in different directions. So that's my third point. I think we need to address that. And then, lastly, I think we talked about, because you raised 5 points, I think we need to get back to the agenda. Because even if we start with agenda now, we're not going to finish before 1 o'clock today. It's the minutes, it's the reports, and the program of the committee. And the 5 issues you've raised, if I'm correct, the Secretary must help me. We have 10 entities. I've got 10 here. But maybe one is not, maybe a subsidiary. But not all of them are in the program. And that's for me not a balanced program. Whereas one entity appears before us 6 times. I find the imbalance in the holistic approach what we want to do of oversight of public entities. And when we get to the discussion of the program, I'll raise my concern.
Before I respond from the chair and move into the actual program for today, the points that we have raised, as I said, Mr. Ambrosini, are valid, and the proposal that I just want to submit that I will look into and I'll go and ask for guidance also. In terms of the mandate of the committee, I agree that we should go and draw the mandate of the committee. Because the previous committee was also dealing with the issue and actually made proposals. It's just that that's where we started as a committee. We received a 5-year program from the previous, a legacy report from the previous committee, and they were grappling with the same issues. So maybe we need to start from there. They have made a recommendation that this issue must be looked into and this issue must be reviewed. they had not, they were just busy beginning to look into it. So maybe we need to put it high on the agenda as a matter of priority where the last committee left the last 5 years. The 5 points that I have raised, I think you can offload them. Oh, I forgot, Mr. Nana. Sorry, sorry.
Well, thanks, Shabbat. Colleagues, some time last year, towards the end of last year, we find ourselves in a similar position in relation to how communication between ourselves is processed and communication from outside. And if my memory serves me well, we are driven a process. And to date, we haven't had problems. So I'm saying, Shakerson, I'm glad that this matter has been raised about about the need to agree on a process to handle complaints from outside. You will recall that again sometime last year there was an email from Dinal, an anonymous person from Dinal, who to a large extent made serious allegations, and I'm afraid some of them are beginning to rear their ugly heads again. Those allegations were not really entertained, and then one gets really worried about the inconsistency, you know. If there are allegations from one SOE that are dismissed and others are entertained, it becomes more of a problem. So I'm saying I'm glad that we are arriving at a consensus to say that there has to be a process that we agree upon about how do we handle complaints from this SOE in particular. Secondly, Chairperson, can I say that I get a sense that you acted with good intentions. Can I then appeal to everyone in the committee to accept it as it is, and for the better of this committee, we need to find another day. And thirdly, I note without really getting into your program, I note that we'll be going to Alexco. Have they really confirmed this time around? I'm worried about that behavior. They seem to be duck and diving, tell us when we can come and see them, when we can't come and see them. Which to me is a big of a problem. And two last points will be my request to you in particular, sir. You know, luckily we have been in this business for quite a while. You know, when it comes to the end of a parliamentary term, everyone wants to come to parliament, and you will be told that, no, you see, Van Dalen has not performed. Van Dalen does not have capacity, and therefore he must be replaced, you know. And then poor Peter has got to show that, look, I have done this in my committee. And part of our work, as you know, sir, is keeping you on your toes, which really helps us improve our performance in our parties. So I would really request that, you know, if one writes a letter to the chairperson, fine, that call to say we have received it is fine, but can we get a written response to say we acknowledge the receipt of your letter, the matter is being handled, so that one keeps his file for that dreadful day. And lastly, Shabazin, I'm worried, man, about the meeting which Dr. Ambrosini feels very strongly about the meeting with FAA, and
you are getting into the problem. Can I stop? What do you want that one?
I know.
See,
I know I'm getting on the program, but I'm okay.
No, I need to make my concluding remarks. All right. Then we start with the program.
All
right. Mr. Van Baren, are you making just one point? Because you had your turn.
Madam Chair, I want to take you into my confidence and tell you what my feelings are. And my feelings are here that, and you can stop me if you think I'm out of it's political what I'm going to say now, is that the Mbeki-Zuma fight is going to the parasitals. The us and the them.
You are out of order.
No. We feel that we can't endorse that fight.
No. I don't know where you're coming from, honestly, and I think you're out of order.
This is the feeling I'm getting.
No, you're out of order. You are totally out of order. Members, much as I am big enough to admit my fault, I want to put before you to this own thing that I am accused of that I'm not wrong of. Firstly, I have an advantage that many of you don't have. In that I sat with Mr. Van Dalen and Mr. Khwiling, I think, in the autumn school that developed a one-year program and a five-year program. And having that hindsight, and I check myself all the time, and maybe I must not do that alone, I must do that with the committee. That is my guiding compass for the work of the committee. From time to time, I take it upon myself to check the one-year program and see how fast we are moving on, if the issues we are leaving behind, the issues that are linked, and link them together and develop a program. By saying this, I want to say, even when we develop a program, please accept that a program can be fluid. We might have developed a one-year program that maybe we have failed to circulate to you, which is a 6 months and a 6 months program, where you will see the issues and then you will think that the chairperson have thumbtacked the issues, only find that those issues are actually derived from the one-year program and the five-year program. But I think the best thing to do is to circulate that one-year program and to the five-year program, so that when I develop sometimes the agenda or I hook things to onto the agenda, I say this has reference to this section of that one-year program or that five-year program. It's going to be very difficult, and I will seek advice from those above me, as the committee, chair of chairs and the speaker and others, about the probability and possibility and acceptance of copying every single letter that I receive as chairperson to members and every single response that I receive. I get a lot of letters, for instance, from Mr. Mabela, which I don't seem fit to. So I don't know if it's going to be, it means even the SMSs that I receive, but I will go and seek advice. I don't think that it's going to be very possible. I think that the committee must also over-control, must not seek to over-control the chairperson.
That's not my point, sir. My point was that.
No, that's not your point. The point is that I'm not seeing it.
Within reason, obviously.
I'm saying I will go and seek advice. And, I must also submit to you that I'm not beginning to chair a portfolio committee with this portfolio committee. And I did not become a member of parliament yesterday. I've also been an ordinary member of committee without sitting on any position of a whip or as a chair. So, but I think we are wasting a lot of time. I think the issues that we have agreed upon, we must agree upon and proceed. But I want to submit to the committee that there was no malicious intent on my part. There was no political intention on my part. And I want to tell you, Mr. Van Dalen, I am not a friend of Mr. Gama. I have never met him in my whole life. And that issue of, I will send the documents to you if you still want to look at them. So that's, in fact, the clarity that I need to hear. That those documents that receive the only reference that they are making to Mr. Gama is some managers think that they are equally singled out for having raised the issues of favor over expenditure in the same way as Mr. Gama. I thought they had nothing to do. But if you still want to see the documents, I will send them to you. If you don't want to see them, this will be history. I have learned my lessons. We have agreed on a way forward. But the last clarity point I want to know, because you drew the example of the denial complaint. The denial complaint was anonymous. So when I put it before the committee, I said, once you begin to entertain anonymous complainants, it came through an email, a server of parliament, anonymously was sent to the... So I said, we can't deal with faithless people. So when we look into the procedures of dealing with complaints, we will also deal with how do we deal with anonymous complaints. Do we recognize them? So I suggest that we must add that issue to how we will deal with complaints in the future, whether we will entertain anonymous complaints. Having said this, let's step on to the program. Members, the program is before you. You may add or subtract.
Chairperson, just in broad, I see at least three state-owned entities not on the program, and I think that's a mistake. We visited them, we interacted with them. They don't appear for the next year on the program, and I would suggest that we seriously consider to identify the issues of those three, and interact and put them onto the program. I think the other point that I wanted to make, one of the entities we've appeared before us for briefings for six times. I think it's the overkill.
And it's the best performing one.
The principle is there are nine, and one of them appears six times before us. I haven't mentioned any names. I'm talking principle. I think we must be very balanced in the program, identify the issue, and in each of the nine state-owned entities, identify the single most important issue that we want to flag with it. Because these state-owned entities have the potential to make tremendous contributions towards the, economic development in this country, assisting people in this country. And that's a mandate that I'm getting back. What is our mandate to make sure that these state-owned entities create jobs for our people, help in the rural areas where they operate to make life better for people, but also sustain the viability and the sustainability. So I think we need to relook and refocus, and also as the time goes on, I don't know what the parliamentary program is, but after a while there's no more dates here.
No, can I just ask you, this program is a 3-month program. It's not a year program. It's a program. What the chair of chairs told us is that we must, all committee must design a program that will bring us towards the end of the financial year. So they are only going to adopt a 3-month program. So where there is going to be, this was intended to be the case. In fact, the other thing that does not reflect here is our intended international trip. So I needed to ask you, but all other SOEs will still come, should be visited as an oversight, but that is not going to be possible within this financial year, because the time is short, because also there is going to be the annual, the budget process, the tabling of the budget and the issues of the budgets of the SOEs together with the DPE. So forgive me if the correspondence that went to you with the draft program did not say, I did say they must specifically tell you that this is a 3-month program that we will be developing. Now, normally, there will be a little overflow so that if for any other reason, we submit a little bit more than the 3 months, so that whilst we are planning another 3 months, we still have something that we can submit to. That is the guideline that we are given by the House Chair. But the issue of one entity being visited six times or being called six times is an issue we can talk about and we can look into. Mr. Khololo.
you very much, Chair. I don't know if maybe it would be also proper to put the intended visit by this committee to Devon this weekend.
Mm.
That is of Infraco, and I'm not sure whether Infraco it's one of our SOEs that we oversee at the moment. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Bowman, and respond to the two issues together, and Mr. Ambrosini.
Yes, just, while we're just discussing in broad here, I would just also like to point out, I think we need to keep our meetings to Tuesdays. And I see one has crept in on a Wednesday, because it overlaps with clusters and other committees that we're on. I would like to just ensure that that happens.
We'll note that.
Okay, I do. I will approach you on the last page. Eh? No, sorry, on the. Forgive me, I lost my. Yes, on they're not numbered. 1, 2, 3, page 4, fourth box. My suggestion on how to deal with the funding model for ESCOM, and what I wanted to bring to the attention of this committee, is the need of holding public hearings. We are confronted often with presentations, and perhaps my colleagues are better educated than I am, but I have difficulties in assessing the completeness, correctness, and informational value of some of these presentations. Being a lawyer, I resort to the adversarial model, and I try to bring in people with a different view, and that is what develops dialogue. I would like to have in this committee the opportunity of hearing those experts, which do exist out there, who have a different view from how ESCOM is conducting its business model, its funding model. I think we need to hear ESCOM, but we also need to hear, we need to hold public hearings. It's the most important issue for the country, I submit to you, Madam Chair. It's the one which will affect the economy, will affect the households, and we, as exercising oversight, should at least give the country the opportunity of airing issues, airing concerns, because if it doesn't take place here, it cannot take place over elsewhere. At least the people of South Africa end up having to pay what they pay, had an opportunity of their representatives having looked at both sides of the argument. And that's the first item. The second item, which is on the subsequent page, on the second from the bottom box, relates to the to the issue of the antitrust violations. I appreciate this being on the agenda, and I think it's important, etc. The point that I've been trying to make, it was not necessarily about this, about the past pending violations, which are pending in the United States, are pending in Europe, and are pending in Australia. Not because I say so, because they told us so at the winter school. We requested them to give us the documents so that we can all understand what it is that they are alleged to have done, which is quite important. These are criminal violations in three continents. They promised they would give us, they didn't give us. I am trying to pursue a very open agenda, Madam Chair, which is that of strengthening the power of Parliament. This Parliament has never issued a subpoena. Not the old South African Parliament, nor the new South African Parliament. And people don't take us seriously. I see this in many committees. I'm on trade and industry. Everyone promises documents, not to me, but to my ANC colleagues, and never come. So I think that it would be a good occasion to make a case. We want this document and issue a subpoena. I've prepared one, if the committee wants to have a draft, but it's a standard document. And that was the point I was trying to make. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And Mr. Bowman,
Mrs. Bowman, as I said, the issue of Wednesday we will look into. But I think when I was looking at the program, I was thinking that it is loaded for one day for that SOE, and they would not be able to discuss what has meaningfully the relevant issue. But we will, if there is a general feeling, we won't work on Wednesday then. Mr. Kololo, the invitation of Infraco, yes, they are an SOE we are overseeing. It came from them and they are funding us. So I was battling with, because it's their invitation, whether it's, we should put it on our program. But if you, the committee feels strongly that it should reflect on the program, we will do so. In the last meeting of chairs and whips that we had with Mr. Bapila, he said that when people invite members as committee or as individuals and they sponsor them, it does not have to go through them or through the system of parliament. We can have just the courtesy of informing if we want to. So I was wrestling with this invitation because it comes from their side. It's not from our side. We still need to undertake a meaningful oversight visit on Infraco. But this one was their own initiative. But the committee can still advise. I now see Mr. Nana, Mr. Van Dalen, Mr. Khoilang in that order. And Mr. Dr. Kurnoff.
Chairperson, much as it is their invitation, but I think for our own records, you know, we need to include it here to say on a particular date we want to do it this year. Second, Chairperson, Dr. Mposin is raising a question of public hearings. It sounds like a good idea to me, but a difficult that I have, NERSA has undertaken a similar exercise some few months ago. Wouldn't it be seen as duplication and then also a fruitless exercise? NERSA has given the communities an opportunity and then business people an opportunity to express themselves, particularly around the ESCOM funding model, but in particular the height in tariffs. So I have that difficulty that we may not really succeed, particularly with the house. It was the structure that NERSA has done this. Why do you have to do this? Okay. And the last one, Chairperson, is about the domestic airlines. I understand that we don't really have oversight power on all of them. That will be British Airways, Kulula, what's this red one? One Time, and many others. Air Link. But in relation to South African Airways and South African Express and ICASA, I think I see in your AXA, Airport Company South Africa. Did I say ICASA?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I see in your in the program there is a meeting which is planned between ourselves, FAA, DPE, and part of that will be a report on the price high collision. It does not have a date. My request is that can we draw it, I mean, nearer, if it was possible, even before the end of February, because I mean this is a very serious matter. This is a very serious matter. That's all, Chester.
Yes, Madam Chair, I have two issues. The one is on what Mr. Dambu Gisini said, and the other one is on the and the one is on the public hearings, and I think it's a brilliant idea. I think NERSA has done it. I sat through those NERSA hearings, some of them. I don't know how many of you did go to listen to the other views of the other people. I saw Mr. Freiling there. I mean, there were people that were talking about different energy types, and it was very informative. And there are people out there with different ideas than what we are getting paid here. So if they are telling it to NERSA, that's fine.
Fitting
by our SOEs itself as the only solution to everything the plan they come up with must be the Alpha and the Omega, which is not true out there. There are other plans that are much cheaper and much better than what we are hearing from our own SOEs. So on that point, I think that we are a parliament, take the parliament to the people, and they have their say as well. I mean, this is what this parliament is for. So I think there's nothing wrong with hearing different views and influencing our decision-making after we've heard everything. I think it's a good idea, and I will support it. And then on the agenda, I think that this we must be careful of sending a signal that we are having a problem with Transnet. Or an SOE that we keep calling, they also have investors that get uncomfortable because why are they getting called in so much? Because you only get called in if there's a problem, you know. You never see this, the traffic cop pull you off the road and he says you are a very good driver. So you must be careful of overemphasizing something, and I mean, so I would also support that we move some of these other items that are more important up the menu and move those others down a little. And I'm not saying they're less important, I just say we must be careful of sending a signal that we are having them on the red carpet all the time. Thank you.
So before I lose too many issues that you have raised, Mr. Khrill, are you going to be long before I respond to some of the issues?
I think we should, and I told them some of the issues as well.
I mean, I think the issue around Eskom and the public hearings, I mean, as Mr. Van Dalen was saying, I mean, I think the NERSI hearings actually brought out a lot of interesting stuff. There are a lot of interesting submissions. I would actually suggest that we get a copy, in fact, of all of those submissions, and that those should be circulated to members of the committee to go through. And what we could possibly do in that is also to look at what's the most interesting submissions, and to actually invite some of them to come to Parliament to present to us, because otherwise, you can't replicate the entire hearings of NERSA. But, I mean, I think when it comes to the funding model, I mean, one of the problems that I'm facing, sitting on this committee, sitting on the Department of Energy as well, is that, unfortunately, we seem to not have a proper, and I've contacted the Department of Energy, the integrated energy plan, they have told me, will only be ready in 2 to 3 years. Now, this is a problem, because in a sense, we are making decisions around Eskom's new build program and decisions around the price increases that should be funding that within a vacuum, because we don't have a proper integrated energy plan. And when I think we look at Eskom, we look at the funding model and we look at their new build, we need to, in a sense, bring the Department of Energy in. We need to look at how we get some kind of integrated energy planning process operating in South Africa. And that should be something that guides us as well, so that we can really have some kind of oversight in terms of how Eskom proceeds. So, I don't know, I mean, it's a bit of jumbled thinking, but we need to think about these issues in its entirety, not just saying, let's look at the funding model, let's look at how we actually proceed with an integrated energy planning, which I don't think we have at the moment.
Let me speak to the issue of the airlines first, then we entertain this one of funding model for Eskom, and the issue of Transnet, why we Transnet is so many times on the agenda.
Just one word, a table bed nuclear reactor, so should we not engage them again?
I don't know. You know, yesterday I did this, the table bed module reactor was on the last draft I sent you. I don't know if the inspection captured it. It should be in somewhere. It's just that these pages are not numbered and struggling to find what it was. But I did say they must put it on the agenda because they are annual reports. I've been sitting at the case of the minister of the PVMR itself and the speaker to say that it's not right for that we have not received the annual report from PVMR. It was only sent on the 22nd of January, and as a result, I said it must be put on the agenda. If it is not there, it is an omission. It will be there. But Mr. Nana, the issue of the airlines, I agree with you fully. I had actually made a request to the House Chairperson. Because remember, there were in 2 weeks' time early flights that had problems, 3 of them, and 12 of them were grounded and all those things. I had put a draft plan to which we should have considered the last 3 weeks. We were advised that yes, it is within our right to call all the other airlines as long as when we do that, we do it jointly with the Portfolio Committee on Transport. And last week, if you remember, we were co-chairing with one of the chairpersons was the board for transport.
we discussed this issue and we agreed that we will deal with it together, including the issues of national infrastructure plan of the thing. So it is in the pipeline. But we couldn't schedule everything else here because we are waiting on towards the end of the financial year. Let's entertain the issue of just the one of Transnet very quickly, then we move to the public hearing. Transnet, unlike other subsidiaries, has got 9 subsidiaries. So I think sometimes we make a mistake by writing Transnet, whereas the issue is actually an issue of Transnet freight, or is an issue of another division of Transnet. But also Transnet, in the next 5 years, will be spending close to 800 billion rands in infrastructure, which is largely located in Transnet. And for me, I think that begs tight oversight. So we will go back on the agenda and say exactly which Transnet freight, which Transnet division, because it has 6 divisions. So it will appear, it should naturally appear a lot of times, but we will go and check if we have made them appear too much on the agenda. The intention is not to make them look bad, but it's because they have many subsidiaries, they are spending a lot of public money, etc., etc. But I agree that we should not give an impression that Transnet is problematic or we're rolling it over the coals repeatedly and all those things. We will go back to look at the justification of the number of times we are bringing them there. I am not opposed to the issue of public hearings. I think it is entirely upon us to do that. And if the chairperson, you see, NERSA is not parliament. I don't think that the argument that NERSA did it means that we can't do it. But if you look into the program, I think Jifang again omitted that thing. I had said that we must first have a meeting with ESCOM to prepare for a preliminary meeting preparing for the public hearings on the funding model. But I want members to remember that DPE and the minister are owing us a report back on the funding model. So I went back to the minutes and the decisions of the committee and realized that actually DPE owes us a discussion on the funding model together with ESCOM, then have that meeting with them, and then the pages are not numbered, but if you go to page 3 at the bottom, you will see that meeting with Portfolio Committee of Energy on funding model of ESCOM, price determination, renewable energy, energy mix for South Africa, the role of ESCOM in renewable energy and energy mix trust, the role of ESCOM in transition of independent power. It's a whole mixed bag. And also, there are policy and regulatory problems. As Mr. Khriling is saying, there is a vacuum. We need to, and the policy are determined in the Department of Energy, which is not overseen by us, which is overseen by the Portfolio Committee. So that bullet there was intended to deal with all those things together, but I don't think we must rule out the issue of public hearings. But the first step I suggest, the minister and the department and ESCOM must come back to the committee and present to the committee what is due unto us. The issue of the funding model, because even before the application of this price hike, they were dealing with the funding model. When we said we're asking for the funding model, when ESCOM gets 27%, they said no, they want space to deal with that one. And then in the intervening period, the 3 months, we demanded, they were saying it's still work in progress. So I think we must start there and then plan the public hearings once we have touched base with the minister and DPE and ESCOM on them and put pressure on them to have at least somebody from DPE is here, but I know he's a parliamentary liaison officer. If we may, Mr. Connor, congratulations on your appointment. And if we may ask you to convey it, but I will do so again in writing once the committee endorses it, that we need an engagement that is long outstanding with DP and the minister on the funding model of ESCOM. But I think we must not the possibilities of public hearings. together with asking NERSA to give us an account of what happened, a transcript of what happened, a summarized one, of course, because I'm sure it will be huge, of those public hearings. Mr. Kololo.
Thank you very much. Talking about the department and the minister owing this committee, I don't know, Chair, if maybe they could also come to the committee and present to the committee about the one of those recommendations you spoke about from the Auditor General about the shareholder complaint. I think the department and the minister also, they do owe this committee about that presentation of the shareholding that the Auditor General spoke about. So I wanted to say that maybe if we could add to that presentation that the department has to do together with the minister, it would be very, very good for this committee. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah, that's an outstanding thing. We will put it on the program, the share, because also they, both the department and the minister, owe us a... Dr. Purnos, I missed you.
Can I make an input on the program? Up to the end of March, we only have a number of days available for the committee. First of all, I think we need to get Transnet. I agree with you. Let's focus on Transnet. Transnet is primarily a freight rail and logistics company. So let's focus on what we saw, the manufacture of rail carriages and locomotives. And take it a step further. How is that going to benefit the local economy and supply a chain, medium-sized businesses, supply chain into to Transnet so that we can build the industry from Transnet Rail that's uniquely African, not only in South Africa, but African. So I think that is the first one we would like to investigate. Secondly, I think we need to, and I think Mr. Freyden is correct, let's talk to ESCOM, but the new build program together with the funding model. It cannot be separated. We've visited Madupi. We haven't visited Delmas. But there is a huge transformation for the local economy. What is ESCOM doing to enhance that local expansion of Madupi and Delmas? And how many people are going to be benefited through locally manufactured issues? We haven't discussed that. We just passed through Madupi there and went to Lepalale, to Madupi. We must ask ESCOM, come and explain to us your capital build program in these sessions. How are you going to benefit the local economy there? What is in place? Who is going to involve there to make it beneficial to the local people working and living in that area? So that, I would think, is a ESCOM focus. Last week, we had the NEL before SCOPA. The NEL made a loss of last year of 576 million in 2009, of which one business unit contributed 83% of that loss. You need a dramatic intervention, not necessarily a recovery plan. You need a dramatic intervention to put this one business unit correct. Otherwise, you're going to draw the whole of ESCOM, the NEL, under the water. That they come and explain to the committee, and we interrogate what they said to SCOPA. What is your dramatic intervention for DSA? Let's focus on the rotten apple in that public entity. That's the third thing I think.
Dramatic intervention as in turnaround plan?
No, dramatic intervention is, they will probably put a turnaround program, but we need to to discuss with him, what is that turnaround program? Is it a dramatic intervention to break this DSA up into smaller business units? Or is it, no, it's business as usual, we just have a 5-year rollout turnaround strategy? So we need to apply our mind. What is a dramatic intervention that we need? Because if they don't have a dramatic intervention, for this current year, they budget for another, if I'm correct, another 400 million loss in this current 2010 year. Now, you can't carry on like this. So that's the third one on the nail. The fourth one, I think we need to... The World Cup is coming. We went to EFSA. We went to the airline. The airport taxes, raising airport taxes in the newspapers this morning again, they're throwing, accusing one another. No, it's not me. That's you. And then the regulator also comes in and says, no, but this is the view. Together with, in 4 months' time, there are thousands of people coming to this country. You remember we talked about baggage pilferage? They haven't given an answer. We sent them back. So now we come four months from the World Cup, and we go through a program, but the World Cup will come and go, and we run straight to this committee. So, I suggest we do interact with EFSA and the airline. Two issues. The airport taxes, the baggage pilferage, as well as, if it's still an issue, I'm not sure, the fuel supply to the major airports. Okay, but then we need to... that's fine. That's the fourth one. The fifth one, I think I agree with you, DPE must come before the committee, but we must put the agenda. DPE must not put the agenda to this committee. We must say, we want you, DPE, to come and give us on 1, 2, and 3. We need a feedback on that. And we can stick to the program or we can add to that. And then the last one is an oversight visit before the end of March to Alex Corp.
Yes.
I suggest those 6 issues, not in order of preference, from now to the end of March, that we focus on those 6 issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't have a problem with those 6 issues. I think they're okay. But I think there are other issues that we must attach to those 6 issues from this program, where we can. The issue of denial, I agree, we must put on the agenda. But first I want to say, Mr. Kornow, I think the issue of national port of authority is as important as Transnet freight rail. But maybe it's not as urgent. So we can put it in the next, after the financial year. I would suggest that we adopt those things that you have raised and, try to also not lose the issue of the funding model of ESCOM and the energy mix and the independent power producers, etc. Because as I said to you, remember when ESCOM was here that week already, we had exceeded year on year the energy consumption of the country by 9%. We have exceeded by 16% right now. And I think really... we should put high on the agenda the issues of putting as much as pressure as possible to have IPPs on board to ask the questions. There is a regulatory vacuum. People are asking, for instance, this levy. Firstly, people are saying ESCOM cannot be a referee and a player at the same time, and I think it's a legitimate concern. Secondly, they are saying the fund, the levy for the fund for IPPs, who controls it? Where is it located? Is it already in existence given the financial constraints of ESCOM, etc.? So I would really beg the committee that we must put also high on the priority the issues of energy, which will relate to ESCOM's build program, the energy mix, and renewable energy, and all other related issues. And not forget the issues of public hearings also. Mr. Khalil.
Yeah.
Mr. Ambrosini, Ms. Bowman, and Mr.
Thanks, Chair. I mean, what is clear in this meeting is we've got a huge task ahead of us. I mean, this is a very difficult committee to actually deal with our mandate because it stretches across so many different areas. And I think part of the problem with the program or whatever, the frustration that I have as well, is that we tend to kind of concentrate on specific issues, which are problems, and we lose sight of the bigger issues, of the bigger kind of overarching things. And getting back to Dr. Kernel's mission around part of what the mandate is, and I think part of what we've got to do is we've got to interrogate the plans of SOEs and whether they're fitting in with our developmental objectives. Are they taking us forward? So it mustn't just be about putting out fires. Tell us about the coal supply. Tell us about this. Tell us about... It has to be about a complete interrogation of where are we going as a country, Mr. Issa is living up to that. Are your plans actually feeding into that? And how do we do that? And I think we need to look at our relationship with other committees on this as well. I mean, from what I can see, just a kind of short synopsis, I think there's like five major areas. It's energy, it's transport, it's natural resources, it's communications, and it's kind of armaments and nuclear. That's the kind of five broad areas, and we can break it up anywhere we want to. But we need to look at each of those areas as a whole and say, right, now what are your plans? How are we doing it? And then within that, we can start to get down and drill down into the specifics. So we can start to ask questions about RTPs, about renewable energy, about energy efficiency, all of those things. But I think we need to have some kind of overarching framework first to kind of guide us into these discussions with SOEs. And then, of course, the other aspect of our work has to be around governance issues, which you've obviously raised. So we have, and that we have to take up with DPE, I would imagine, to say what's the kind of overall governance issues around state-owned enterprises, shareholder compacts, all of that, who's responsible. And I think we need to have some big discussions and that around that. So, I mean, I know I'm kind of taking us back here, but I do think it's important that we don't lose sight of the bigger picture in terms of drilling down onto some of these things. And just lastly, on the details, with regards to the funding model of ESCOM, I think that we're probably the only entity here that can actually ask for, because what a huge part of this debate around the price increases for ESCOM and around the funding model for ESCOM relates to the contracts that they have with energy-intensive users and the price that those energy-intensive users are paying. Now, they won't reveal that to the public. They won't reveal that to, and mercy, in fact, says that they don't even have any control over the price of those energy users. But they make up 66% of the energy that gets sold in the country. So the issue is that if we're going to look going forward around price increases and around the funding model of ESCOM, that information has to come to us. And I think it has, I mean, it can be in camera, it can be confidential, whatever, but somebody needs to start interrogating those kind of contracts that ESCOM have with large energy intensive users. Otherwise, what are we debating around energy modeling in this country?
I will take all the hands that I had noted. Mr. Ambrosini is next, Mr. Foreman will be next, Mr. Van Dalen and Mr. Gourneau.
Madam Chairman, the what and the how are somehow closely related. And one thing that strikes me is that when I listen to you, Madam Chairman, speaking about all these matters, I agree with what you're saying. When I listen to Dr. The Honorable Kornoff, I agree with what he says. And so, Mr. Clare, and I haven't heard us being divided ideologically, or we're all trying to do the same things. And I do accept the wisdom of Mr. Nana that every now and then we need to find procedural issues or something to lock horns on for a little political grandstanding otherwise. But what is remarkable about this committee? He spoke too much truth for this. But, I mean, there is in this committee an enormous brain capacity, an enormous capacity to do, and an enormous amount of work. So my suggestion, what went through my mind, is could we not allocate a lead person, first of two or three lead people, and we are doing something similar in trade and industry where we are faced with a similar situation, like a repertoire. And those are people who, according to their skills or according to their interests, can go a little deeper and they look at the issue and they report to us so that not only we get the report from the SOE concern, but also from our own colleagues who have done their own research, as you have, Madam Chairman, in respect of the issues on which you reported to us today. And we make it special responsibility. I have a much greater interest on the Table Bay nuclear reactor than I have in respect of Transnet, for instance. And I understand the one better, I understand the other. So I can be more useful in that sector. So if we look at the how, perhaps the water, which is really enormous, could become more manageable.
before I take you, the issues you raised, we will look into just in the manner, like all of the things that he raised. You see, we raised this issue of allocating SOEs to members, and they were not willing. I also am a bit worried, as a chair, that you will end up, you might end up with members only focusing on their allocated, and then participating in the committee only when it comes to their allocated areas of interest of it. But that's an issue to look into. As long as we can make a way that having allocated SOEs to members, there is still also equal interest developed in members in all other SOEs and equal attention being paid by members to those issues. But I'm also of the opinion that we have covered a lot of work today. The management committee, having noted all the things together with the table here, must go and meet and rework the program and prioritize all the issues that were raised as issues of priority, and also develop the remaining things be put as issues for the next quarter. But having said this, I'm not closing the three hands that were still outstanding. I'm just wanting us to move towards a particular direction at the end of the day. I can see that we have raised a whole range of issues. It means we must go and rework this program, and I think that it must be reworked by the management committee, and I think that it was a useful meeting. Mr. Van Dalen.
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to agree with Mr. Kwonam that we don't lose sight of issues that are 2010 related and they come up after 2010 and we don't get feedback on them. That is important, but can't we put away, like, not a winter school, but something like that where we go away for 2 days, like and we discuss, we have the discussion we are having today, informal, not having somebody there telling us what to do. It's all sitting looking forward. We sit around the table and we have the discussion.
Can I have somebody that's telling you what to do?
No. You were sitting down. Somebody else was telling the SOE, the DPE, they were telling us what they thought we should do. I mean, in the beginning it was fine, but now we are settled in and we are digging in our heels and we are making our own up our own minds of what is important. Not what they think is important. We really need to focus on things like that. So I think we should go away for a day or for 2 days, very close by, not expensive, and have this discussion here without the media. And if we need to call some of those in to come and ask us, or we can call them in to tell them what we want in the end. But not a lot of presentations. I don't like it. I was very tired then, but I sat through it all. But it was just more of the same. We want something different. We want to have this robust discussion, and in the end, you know, Madam Chair, in the beginning, I said something to you, and you said, well, we're the ANC, and we can do what we like because we're the majority. That is true, but you still need... No, you said that. Because I said, well, I was going to go, and I wasn't interested. I first had to caucus about that issue, and it was in the room in Plain Street. And but we need each other, and I mean... That is just how it is, and if I don't get satisfied here, I go out there, I make a press statement, and then tomorrow we talk about it anyway.
I must respond, but I'll give Mr. Bowman chance, and Mr. Gordo, and Mr. Hololo, and I'll have the final say.
Yes, I would agree. There's a tremendous amount of energy around this table. Just perhaps there's an awful lot that has been said, but I think something that is critically important that I haven't heard come out here, and I think that would form part of also the early part of those meetings with DPE and the Minister, and that is the critical vacancies that we have in our state-owned enterprises. Because it doesn't matter what we try to do, if we've got all that uncertainty and everything sitting with our vacancies, then I think we have a problem. I was actually going to suggest this 2 days away thing, but I wasn't thinking of just sitting around and having a chat about things, and, you know, in a robust sort of way. I think that meeting I was going to suggest, because we seem to have accumulated a whole lot of stuff that would be very good for us with the Minister and the Department to actually engage with them. on all these governance issues and the vacancies, and you know, there's a lot. There's far too much for a meeting, and why don't we just take it into a couple of days, whereby we deal with it instead of then, because we couldn't deal with it in one meeting, we'd have to sort of stagger it.
Yes.
And I think our time is limited, and I think it would be very important before we start to tackle all the other stuff that we've actually got the base from which we are moving.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chairperson, now I just the inputs I made, the six I'm committed to. I agree with Mr. van Dalen. We need a 2-day, let's not call it a winter school. Let's call it a lagotla or a sink or whatever. But then we have to.
I'm sorry, can I just interrupt? I'm sorry. Chairperson, can I check whether the MC is in collusion with the DA? Because the last time we never disagreed was when we talk about our salaries. It looks like
we're just taking one around. Don't worry. So I think we need to do, but then again, we need to prepare for that. We need to put the agenda, and then we inform and incorporate them with the DPE. So this is the issues we want to discuss. So that's just, and then what we said originally, we need to look at the mandate of the portfolio committee. And that needs a meeting. So of the six issues I mentioned, I think the think tank or the 2-day breakaway plus a second one is a mandate vision of this committee for this term, fourth term of parliament.
May I just say something before I take it?
You guys are confusing me. Firstly, remember that DPE owes us, or we owe them, if they're an accounting thing on their side. That's the man that we hate, that facilitates their winter school. Most of you were not here, but Mr. Pandalo or Mr. Pandalo was paid for 5 days, and they ran the winter school only for 3 days. So it's creating an accounting problem in their books. Now, I thought we need a session where we'll sit all by ourselves, because I also feel very strongly, and I communicated this to DPE, I don't take kindly where the department or the ministry or SOEs themselves dictate to us how we must play an oversight role, how and when. So you need to clarify me, this meeting that you are proposing. I thought we need a meeting, two meetings, all by ourselves, where we will deal with all these things, a broader framework that Mr. Kreiling is proposing, and all the other issues flowing from that, the energy issues, the transport issues, the governance issues, etc., etc. But we need to make good what is going to create an accounting problem for DPE, and they pay them lots of money. We never even asked how much they pay them. When I looked at the figures, I saw the figures that can be ignored. We must make that session, because they have already committed, and not even committed, they have paid the service provider. So they must make use of that kind. But then we must inform those 2 days flowing from our own meeting that should precede those 2 days, in my thinking, so that we dictate the content and the agenda of those 2 days that are outstanding.
And first we can have the minister afterwards.
Yes, our first agenda.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
We can have it in the KJ Park. It's a big hall there, and we all have houses there.
That makes sense.
We can have it right there.
But on the issue that Mrs. Borman raised, of filling of vacancies, there was an issue of filling of vacancies, but it was strategic vacancies. It was the one of Transnet. Maybe we should broaden it. Why it was Transnet, remember, we had called the board of Transnet and the minister to raise this issue when the issue of Gama became a problem. And we said it's not even a Gama issue. It's an issue that the CFO is not there. He's now acting as both the board chairperson as well as the CEO. And that issue is also playing it out at Eskom as well. So I think that we must broaden it so that the issue of vacancies, we discuss it with GP and the minister as relating to across the SOEs and not Transnet only, or Eskom for that matter. Now, I was just saying we must build it into the first bullet of the second page. where he was only talking about transmission. Is there any other issue? And now let's agree on the date. Possible time for our two... Is it going to be a one day we'll do on our own? You don't do. Okay, what's up, Rosini? Sorry, I had two outstanding hands.
Yes.
Sorry, let me take those first.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think I want to support really this idea of taking these 2 days because of the complexity of the portfolio that we serve on so many issues, as the members have already put it. But I wanted to propose my Mauritius as a place, but I know it's not going to be possible because of what's wrong. But the whole thing, Chair, what I wanted to say is that, you know, I think our minister has to be there. He has to address this commission. I mean to say she. She has to be there in these 2 days that we're proposing, because really we cannot move on our own without her, actually. So I wanted to tell the committee that, you know, with the previous minister of this public enterprise, he was always there. He used to keep us abreast with the information. So I think it would be very, very, very important that we invite her to be part of this 2 day session that we want to have. Thank you very much. Together, of course, with the department.
We had invited them in the first one. I want to request that the presence of the minister should be increased, in not only in the planning but in attending to the committee meetings as well where need be. But I thought that the first session must be a session on our own. We said we will have a session on our own and then we will have a second session. In that second session, it will be us, the ministry, and DPE. Because, you see, there's no way that color, I don't know, but members, let me hear you out. Yes, ma'am.
Chairperson, I think for myself, I wouldn't want to be just sitting around and brainstorming for a day. What I'm sort of having in mind... is that we, and I want to support Honorable Gololo, I think the minister and the department, because then we are talking with each other, we sort of brainstorming, we can maybe brainstorm a bit on our own if we want, but not for a whole day. And I think the importance of this would be to be interacting with the department and the minister so that we're seen moving forward together.
Mr. Khrela?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. What I would say is that for sure we need to meet as ourselves, but I think that I think the first order of business should be the mandate of the committee. I think that that's what we need to interrogate. And once we've got that clear in our own minds about what that is, then we can move on to the next section. And I think the next section should be broadly around those broad themes that I've talked about. And I think that we can have the department, we can have the minister, but it must be on our terms. It must be a case of putting them in to say we want a briefing on this specific issue. It's not about them coming to tell us. It's about us saying to them, we want to know how energy fits in with our developmental objectives, how is this proceeding in terms of the space and enterprise. And I think what's also crucial is the research department in Parliament. And I think we really need to make sure that we've got a very strong research department for this committee, and that we actually start to really interrogate these issues, and that the research department works very closely with us in terms of identifying some of these things going forward. So that would be my suggestion in terms of the two-day workshop.
No, I agree with you. I think we're saying the same thing. We must be sensitive to the separation of power. So when we invite the ministry and we invite the department, it will be in our own terms. And for us to do that in our own terms, we should have spoken to ourselves first. So we will do those things. But I also think that the management committee must prepare together for that session where we will sit on our own and for the session where we will sit with DPE and the minister. Mrs. Bowman, Ms. Lambert.
Just a bit of a follow-on. Can we put a bit of a time frame to that? And maybe, I don't know if we're meeting next Tuesday. I'm not so sure. Perhaps we are. but just that the management committee perhaps by next Tuesday presents some sort of a draft program to see, so that we get the approval of the committee.
Let me see, how many people are that sit on the management committee are going to Durban? Because we could kill two birds with one stone.
I'm not on the committee, but I'm going to Durban.
You know, none of you are going to Durban?
Who's on the committee? I don't even know.
See, they are on the management committee. Mr. Hamula, are you not on the management committee?
No.
Is it only... Mr. Pillay?
It was
Mr. Pillay. It was two men, two women. That was my directive. It was... Yes. Now, the purposes of facilitating work, can we have... We have two members of the management committee. Can we have two volunteers for purposes of facilitating this, the work for this program? It's not promotion into the management committee. It's just temporary promotion. Mr. Khrilin, you are on board. Mr. Kholulov, you are on board. Sorry? You're not going to go?
I
asked you to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fine. All right.
Thanks.
Mr. Ambrosini?
Hey, Madam Chair, I just want to make a controversial proposal, but at least that you don't disregard it out of hand, because it's... And the proposal would be that over having this meeting over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I know it's controversial, but we... Some of us are in several committees. This is important. And if we could go... That need to be away. It could be in Paris, it could be anywhere around here. Perhaps even in a place which could accommodate our spouses if we wish to bring them there at our own expenses. But then we have a situation where there are no telephones, there is no... And I think that that's quite important. Before we start looking at schedules and diaries, weekends are generally more available. And it is painful, but that's what we should... I think it would be a much greater investment of our time.
If it is a Sunday, it will be half a day on Sunday. Is the majority support for that kind of an idea?
I would say Friday and Saturday. I don't know if they have to have Sunday. Sunday is to have one day.
Yes, Chair, I think Friday and Saturday.
If it's Friday and Saturday, then we check in on Thursday night.
Yes.
So that we start very early on Friday.
Chairperson Rafanadu, it is the Townhouse Hotel, and if that's the sort of thing, right in the middle of town here, we want to go to. They are good.
When members are too close to home and parliament, you cannot expect full participation over 2 days. So if we commit into 2 days, it will be a little bit far away from parliament and the city centre, if I may rule from the chair. If we want to be productive. Well, I'm actually not keen on 2 days, but once we agree on that, I'm going to make it work, and we are going away.
Mm-hmm.
You're still boxed. You see, some of us have got young wives. Yeah, you don't really have to
buy. You got wives in plural.
No, in singular. I'm not there yet. I don't know how to hide behind culture. So yeah, actually, it sounds like a good idea, but we have got the young families. If it happens, look, I've been away from home for about 2 weeks now. So I'm just saying, if that can be taken into account, I do not have a problem.
You bring your wife and pay for your wife. That will help you strengthen your family in that way.
I mean, the room is paid for.
So. Yes, it's food and... I don't know how hotels work like, but if there is a bill for two people, you'll pay for it.
Food and drink for your wife.
Look, let's bring this meeting to an end. Firstly, I want to agree with Mr. Ambrosini. You don't know the kind of things that I hear about this committee and about you guys. Firstly, we have raised the profile, let me just say we. The profile of this committee has been raised firstly by one, the amount of public money that is at stake in these SOEs as the infrastructure plan. So let me go back to look at the record of Parliament. This committee never had the profile and the contestations that are present. Now, it's not because of anybody's fault. It's not because of yourselves. It's not because of the minister. It's not because of the SOEs. It's not because of the chairperson. Where there is money involved and these kinds of money, there are contestations. Others are legitimate. Others are illegitimate. Others are because of people positioning themselves to amass and to enrich themselves or to control the resources for various reasons. This committee has now been put at the center of overseeing that infrastructure build. And it's being lobbied politically, financially, economically, left, right, and center. I am sure you, members of this committee, are being as heavily lobbied as I'm being lobbied as the chairperson of this portfolio committee. That is the reality of the situation. So there is going to be a lot of tension, not of our making. How we handle the tension is going to determine if we will keep this committee together or what. So I just want us to be aware and alert that the contestations is not about the clash of personalities. It's not about
Mbeki Zuma.
It's not about Kolb attacking President Zuma and calling for his head. It's about the money involved. And we have, as Mr. Ambrosini says, we have to, and I think all of us, we have the same intention. It comes across in every single meeting from all of us to safeguard the public and the public interest. The contestation for the money manifests itself in tensions in the management of these SOEs, in the boards, in their relationships with us as members of the portfolio committee. We will be sent clandestine documents, newspaper clippings, things will be put in the media. That's why I agree that we must agree how we will deal with these things. This is just the beginning of things to come. Even if this person called Fake Mento will be removed from this committee, tomorrow you'll sit with the same set of problems, because what is at stake is the money. It's not. Even if the minister can be changed, even if you can change the board of Transnet today, the problem will persist. It is a contestation for the resources. And I think as Parliament, we must uphold our dignity and uphold the dignity of Parliament and try to work together and talk about the schisms when they emerge like we did today, the difficulties, and formulate procedures that will assist us to navigate those kind of problems. But what I wanted to tell you, that members of the media and everybody else commend this committee about the commitment, the level of debate. Former DG Portia Molefe, when she went out, she said to me, I must convey to the committee that with a brief, I think she was there for 4 years or so, she has never seen the level of engagement, the passion spread across political parties in this committee. And she was said to leave at that point, when a kind of committee like this that is asking the hardest questions is in place. So members, our objective is one, there is no political football. Privately and collectively, when issues arise, let's talk about them. Sometimes the chairperson will be in error. Sometimes your members will be in error. When the chairperson is in error or members are in error, let us be big enough to allow the space to be corrected. And let us forge ahead with the dedication and the excellence that we have so far bestowed and displayed as this committee. We will meet next Tuesday. Hopefully, the four members are signed and the chairperson will go to Durban on the way and back, discuss this issue. And then we meet, the meeting of Tuesday will be to rediscuss this issue as far as we can, locate it in the manner in which you said we will locate it, link the issues, prioritize them, communicate the date to the minister and DPE, where we will also deal with outstanding matters from them and plan the way forward together with them, having met alone as this portfolio committee on Tuesday. I thank you very much. Is there any other thing?
The minute, sorry. Before the minute, can I just request, there is a letter that from members who are going to Durban. That's the ID number for the booking. The letter is going through. The preference is that from Durban, is there a particular place you want to go to instead of Cape Town? Just put in the place you want to go to after Durban. That's what the preference is.
So listen, can you make it a rule that in this committee we should travel every day? I know there are some people who...
I like British.
No way. You can't regulate human behavior. I don't like doing this. Over-regulate. But we would recommend to members.
I know he likes to be here with
I know that they have my Israel gold card.
We should send
them.
I'll communicate with you.
Yeah, but we need to plan a bit after this. Okay, fine. He says we'll communicate the price of the departure and coming there today. But members must say, because they can't book the tickets until they know where you want to fly from.
Okay.
From Durban.
And we all fly from Cape Town, I presume, because we would expect here for
the future. I hope we'll be able to wake up, because it looks like we'll park until early hours of the morning on Friday.
That there is an outstanding matter from the office of related to this. He's awaiting clearance. So his manager insisted that he must ask for permission. The chairperson said to the chairperson, we don't need permission. So we'll sort that out between ourselves and today's. Let's take the Mr. Fololo.
No. Except that our...
It's like a classroom at sub 8. May I go to the toilet, please, ma'am? Let's take the minutes of the 6th of October, 7th. 6th of October, 7th of October.
Sorry, Jean.
Huh?
In this paper, there's nothing that talks. There's nothing requiring us to write where we want to fly to. No, but everyone knows we can have a year.
Oh, well, I can see it.
No, man.
You know, they left me on Johannesburg Airport.
And they have not accounted. No, it was not SAA's problem, it was the staff, the problem, our staff. Sorry. Which money did you use to come back home? Were you refunded?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes. I had to book through the online ticket to get the plane in the next half hour and back to Cape Town.
Do you have the boarding pass for me?
I must have it somewhere. I must have been, no, I stay in Cape Town, so it doesn't bother me too much. I have enough tickets.
No, but you are entitled. No, you are entitled to your money.
No, but not money. What money?
No, even if it's not the money, your voucher.
Yeah, but I have enough vouchers. I will never use up money.
No, I don't operate like that. I would have been up in arms. Okay.
Madam Chair, may I be excused? I need to...
No, we'll struggle with quorum for the adoption of minutes, please, Mr. Mpuk. So then you're sabotaging our plans to adopt the minutes. Yeah, let's proceed.
Okay.
The 20, Mr. Khulula is coming back. Minutes of the 6th of October, I presume we read the minutes.
No.
Any corrections? Mrs. Bowman?
On the first page on the briefing by ESCOM, that first paragraph had been complying with the requirement, as he informed the committee, multi-year submitted in the year of 2000-something. 1, 2, 3, fourth line down under point number 2 on page 2.
Something
is missing.
Mm. 2009. Thank you for the correction. Any other
questions? No. No. Any more? Any second?
No. Yes, I can. Dr. Orloff, you are present. You're the only one that can help us.
Only the two of you were present in the... Are you seconding?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It was to the minutes of the 7th of October. Mr. Kulunov was present. Mrs. Bowman cannot help us in the
program. Then you must put them aside until Mr. Kulunov comes back from the bathroom. Okay, he's proposing. Can I second from the chair?
Yes.
Yes, I second adoption. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kurnov. The 13th of October. Any corrections?
Okay, we've done the 7th of October.
Yes, we have.
I'm sorry, just I'm not sure.
My name has been put under the Independent Democrats rather than in Catholic.
You crossed the floor. Just apologies, correct that decision. We have adopted with those corrections, that correction. We are on the 13th.
I think you are reading it wrong. It says Independent Democrats, but then our honorable member was there.
Sorry.
All right. Of the 13th. Okay. Yes.
The way the black box was.
Yeah, this question was asked.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not...
This is a different meeting of a portfolio committee that sat in Parliament. It's not the issues that were raised in... I'm correcting Dr. Kurnov. When we do the oversight report, we will go and look for that point. Okay.
I don't remember that they said they found not to sell more than 49%. I think they didn't give a precise answer on how much they will sell. But we can check the transcripts.
We will listen to the audio scripts.
Please.
I asked the question, are they selling... Because they might retain 51%. And you said they will retain 51, so that they retain own control, and they will sell 49. That's how I recall it. If that's that, you skipped the, it's not related to the question, because I was asked whether they will retain control. They said they will sell 49 and retain 51. But we'll go and listen to the transcript.
I think probably you put it correctly, but what I wanted to say is that they are not going to send a majority of the, they will have majority stake in the technical services. Yeah, I think that puts at 49% probably.
I crystal clearly remember the question I posed, whether they will retain majority stake.
I would like to agree with you.
Yes, and I raised the percentage. I said, would they at least keep 51? So let's do things so that we can adopt the minutes. Let's do away with 49%. But let's adopt the minutes and we'll go and check. If there is a problem, we'll come back with the set of minutes. Okay. All right.
Madam Chair, and if you can
be double checked. I remember this presentation, so I assume that I was there, and let's have a read afterward. If you can be double checked whether, in fact, I was there.
You are there on the list of people who attended.
List of October
13.
No, I'm listed as an apology.
Go and check your records, the attendance.
Because I remember, unless...
Why do you remember strikingly about? But you check the records.
All this discussion about SAA technical and...
We will check the record.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. Any mover, any seconder? Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, no. There are just two very minor things that I think need to be fixed, and that's on the first, second page 2, under 2.1, the initiative undertook to improve the airline, that doesn't make sense. In his introduction, he highlighted the achievements of the airline for the year under review and the initiative undertaken to improve. Okay? And then just another similar, very minor thing on page 3. Concerns raised by members under point number 3 on page 3 and bullet number 2. It's beneficial. What were the contents of the Airbus deal and was it beneficial, not beneficiary?
What's the first one to read, Ms.? Sorry.
It's under, on page 2.1, just before your first bullet, the initiative undertaken to improve the airline.
Any mover, any seconder? Mr. Nana is moving. Just 1 second. Ms. Boyle is seconding. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 20th. Any corrections? Mr. Ambrosini?
No, this might sound safety, but I want to pursue it. On staff call, I raised the issue of how they carry the stock and trade. I'm page 3, concerned by members, the page 4-3, and the response by the CEO is that he would provide me the information, which he hasn't. Because the entire balance sheet, if they carry a ceiling, as they often do, at the value of full 3, sold retail, and that's how they carry stock in trade, that the balance sheet is meaningless. So if we can just mention that, because I want to get back to them for failure to give the information. Oh, yes, thank you, Madam Chair.
We'll listen to the record inside your omitted issue, but let's move ahead and adopt the minutes. There were still corrections, sorry.
On page 4 as well, it's quite an important point. I remember asking a question around job losses and privatization, and there was an answer given that there were no job losses. I do want this recorded in the minutes if possible, because I'm picking up a different story out there, and I think we need to be able to challenge them if that is the case. So I would like that just on that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm also on page 4, and under 2.4, I just want to query, these minutes were dated the 20th of October, and then in bullet number 3, it says the costs of privatization are not completed, and some accounts will be settled by March 2009. I think maybe that should read something else. Okay, thank you. And if I can just another very minor, under 2.3, concerns raised by members. How long did it take to settle land claims and how many claims are outstanding?
The last but one point you raised about March 2010.
2.4 on page 4, third bullet.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Any proposal? Dr. Koran of this movie. Any seconder? Thank you, Mr. Khrela. 3rd November, Mr. Koran of Hololo were in the meeting. Any corrections? Any omissions, Mr. Koran?
Of
oh, are we in the same minute?
27th of October is the next
one. Oh yeah, sorry. The last page of the
27th.
Thank you, Chair. Actually, I just want to make a correction here with regard to my initials. I'm not Honorable L. Colon. I'm Honorable C. L. Colon. In fact, I use the C most of the time. So the L, yeah, but misleading a bit. Thank you.
Person just on the last page, right near the top, bullet number 2, is actually incomplete. It's an incomplete sentence. The on-time performance of SACS was different from SAA because SAA something, something, something.
Yeah. We will listen to the audit.
All right, that's fine.
We are now on the 3rd of November. Any corrections? Mr. Koronov.
On the last page, paragraph 4, sponsored by Mr. Maseku. The second sentence, he highlighted the following in his response.
He highlighted, yes.
And then I would suggest that under paragraph 5, the recommendations, there were 4 letters written that we just bulleted under paragraph 5. The following committee resolve 2, right, bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever.
Okay. Bullet those 4 different issues?
The 4 bullets.
Okay.
For the 4 letters written.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
I move.
Dr. Koranov moving. Any second, Mrs. Bomet?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The last set of minutes.
And you can, we should not collect so many minutes again. Please.
Any corrections for the minutes of the 10th of November? Any corrections? No corrections. Any mover, any seconder?
Mrs. Bowman, Mr. Kurnoff, Mr. Khololo, Mr. Van Dijk, Mr. Van Dalen.
Yes, I'll move.
Mrs. Bowman has moved. Mr. Nana, where are you going?
No, I'm joking.
You're taking a chance. You think I'm asleep? Mr. Van Dijk. Van Dalen. Mr. Van Dalen, second man. Okay. Thank you. Adopted. The oversight report, Nissan. Have members read to get gone through the oversight report? Okay. Any, let's start with, which one is first? Nissan. First, let's take them according to how we, the visit unfolded. Let's start with ESCOM because my document is missing. You have your trusted one. Francis? Do we have a one? Do members have it? For me, they all look the same. Okay. Yeah, the draft report on the portfolio committee on the draft report of the portfolio committee on public enterprise on the oversight. Okay. Are there anything that members want to add, subtract, propose, Mrs. Bowman?
Chairperson, yes, I think we do need to just put the date on which we did visit. I didn't find that in here. And it might also help us in the heading if we actually put Transnet in there.
Take your copies in front of you and insert the recommendations, because if you write them in that book, you're going to miss out on them again. Thanks, then. So we'll put in the date, and we will also put in Transnet.
Chairperson, are we on the same? The proposal that Mrs. Holman is making is the dates must be in the heading, but also all the entities visited. And it's not only Transnet, it's Port of Transnet Pipeline, Kuruspoort.
That's why we're struggling.
Is that what you say?
That's why we were struggling to find the page, because it was not written like that. We are suggesting that he must say the of the portfolio committee from this to that date to these, the 1, 2, 3, 4 bulleted entities under the caption in bold. Okay. And then you list all of them. Thank you. Any other addition? No addition? Any missing issues? Members, issues you remember you raised that are not reflected? Okay, if none. I want us to be particularly meticulous with the oversight report, because adopting it here is not the end of the story. We are going to send it to the NA table, and we might be requested to debate it, if, you know. Especially because SOEs have become so topical these days. So, we can't go and draw something that we remember that has no actual basis from our report. But I presume we read the report and we are happy with it. So, that is the case. Can we adopt the first set? Okay, thanks. The next one is the, was it ESCOM or TBMR?
TBMR.
Members, anything you want to add, to change, to edit? Mm-hmm.
perhaps we could just adopt the same sort of procedure in the heading of all of these, instead, although the date has been mentioned here, but I think it would be useful in the heading.
I particularly want to see an issue that, thanks very much, we adopt that. It will be standard for all of them. There is a thing that's missing under problems and concerns that were raised by members 1.4.3, and I remember it was raised very sharply by Dr. Pillay, the issue of PVMR burning money. So we actually put it very quickly, and I called him to order, said it is somebody's expensive toy, and there are no returns. So I think we must look for a way of capturing that the essence was it has consumed a lot of money without actual returns, tangible returns in terms of what it was intended for, production of energy and all those things.
Yes, Madam Chair, we must just be careful that we don't say something different than what we are, that what we are planning. I mean, out of the media, and you say we must never believe what we read in the media, but there's a big thing that we are getting rid of PVMR. I mean, the media is saying that the ruling party is getting rid. We have here recommendations how to address some of the issues, but if we're going to sell it, then, I mean, this is...
But you see, we can't change this retrospectively. We must reflect exactly how we engaged on that day. What's happening right now is a different issue if you want to re-engage this issue.
No, I'm just saying we mustn't say one thing and do another.
No, we're not discussing that now. We're discussing that which is put before us as a reflection of what transpired during the oversight visit.
Okay.
When the PVMR come back to us, we'll raise all those issues, including the fact that they are entering into a multi-billion contract with Japan, despite the fact that we read that they are being folded, government is folding them. So a whole range of issues. But the other issue that we raised here, that is not captured. We raised the issue of the lateness of the annual report. I raised it from the chair, and I don't see it here, that the concern about the late submission of the annual report. Dr. Gorno?
Can I, with a question raised and what you raised now, when is the deadline for the adoption? I'm not comfortable to adopt it now. I need another for the next meeting, personally. Because, no, all of us.
So, do it on that 2-day thing.
I'm asking for the deadline. If it's crucial that we do it before next Tuesday, let's continue. If not, I plead for a week that for the next meeting that we can just go through it thoroughly. Because the two issues when they are raised, it's crucial issues. We can't make a mistake if it's becoming a paper of parliament.
Just as long as, even if we postpone, even when we have applied our minds, we can't change what transpired during that visit. We can draw from it to make further plans for our committee. I'm happy to postpone if the committee wants to postpone. But just like the minutes, you have to reflect exactly what transpired. You can't have an afterthought. You can't just say the current issues are these and let's redoctor the thing. And I know it's not what you are suggesting. So, members, we have already adopted a few. Are you saying we must halt? Are you agreeing with Dr.
Yes,
Koronov? But I am really going to put pressure on you. Next time when we meet, on Tuesday, actually, we are going to adopt the single. It looks bad that we undergo oversight visits. The cycle of parliament will overtake us. And it will be too late to table this thing for possible debate. So that's what I'm weary of. So we'll meet next Tuesday. Thank you very much for a very fruitful meeting of robust discussions. We will meet again in Durban. Thank you.